What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, the forever immortal AJ Laster, and welcome to another great episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I would like to thank my sponsor, Anchor, for, like I always say, sponsoring this show. If you want to create your own podcast and let your voice be heard, then I suggest the Anchor app for you. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, get started, and you can be just like me on the airwaves. Now, in the last episode, we did a random shit talk episode, which pretty much is the, ninth episode of the series. But this is going to be a little bit different. In episodes 6 and 7, I talked about how far is too far, and I also talked about racial profiling. This episode is going to be similar to that. I want to know, where is the line drawn when it comes to good cops and bad cops, sexual predators and sexual deviants, the criminal and the petty thief? Pretty much, I want to know, where is the line? A lot of people like to talk about that. Where is the line supposed to be drawn in certain topics? Me, be honest with you, I pretty much try to stay out of other people's drama. But of course, I do take a page out of this TV show I usually watch called What Would You Do? And I see from two perspectives. What would you do if you saw someone badmouthing their kid? Do you think it's right for them to actually sit there and call their kid stupid? Or do you tell the parent that they need to step up and be a better parent and stop badmouthing their kids, because they'll ruin their self-esteem? Now that is an example of the line. Where should the line be drawn? There are parents who believe that badmouthing their kid is a good thing, and then there's the parents who believe that you should not call your kid a dumbass in front of everybody in the store and making a scene. There's also the another topic I have yet to talk about is the LGBTQ+ debate. Do they belong in our society? See, I don't have a line between that, because most people I know have come out as straight. They've come out as homosexual or gay, if you want to get technical. And then there are the ones who are bisexual. And then, of course, they got new sexualities called pansexual, which you don't love the, you just love the person for themselves and not what they have downstairs. And believe me, I do believe that bisexuality is real. If most people don't think it's real, a man or a woman is actually allowed to love someone else. If they love their own gender, let them love their own gender. If they love the opposites, if they love their opposite sex, let them love. Love is love. Of course, down south, it's pretty much a hot topic issue. Because most people don't like gays or lesbians. Well, guys like the lesbians, but I'm not going to get into that. But of course, another hot button issue that most people don't like, but that most people do like to talk about because they don't shut up about it, is the racial profiling. Should somebody be with their own color, or should somebody date out of their own race? Like I said, with the gays, the LGBTQ plus debate, love is love. If a white man wants to date a black woman, African-American woman, let him. If a white woman wants to be with an African-American man, let him. Love is love. God created us to love one another. And that's not going to stop us from loving someone else. And then, of course, there's the racism. Don't date outside your color. Don't date outside your race. Or else you'll be condemned to hell. Or some shit like that. In my honest opinion, if you want to date a black girl, date a black girl. If you're a woman and you want to date a black man, date a black man. It's your life. You don't let other people choose who you want to be with. Now, the line is pretty much like a debate. You have one side and you have another. But the line I want to talk about is kind of like how far is too far. Where is the line drawn in the racism? Do you stick with your traditional racism, or do you take it one step too far and call them racial slurs and insult the man or woman's children because they ain't your color? Or when it comes to the LGBTQ community, how far is too far when it comes to calling someone gay and then stepping over that line that doesn't need to be crossed and saying you're going straight to hell because the Bible says man should not lay down with another man like he does with a woman? Or that line where you step over, the line that people step over saying that you're a freak for wanting to be with another man. And then, of course, there's the election that's coming up in several weeks. People want to vote Democrat, they want to vote Democrat. You want to vote Republican, vote Republican. No one's wrong and no one's right. You want to support Joe Biden, support Joe Biden. If you want to support Donald Trump, support Donald Trump. It's your choice. I have nothing against either candidates. To be honest with you, I would rather have somebody who knows what the hell they're doing in office than somebody who only cares about getting a fan favorite app banned from America instead of trying to fight and get rid of this pandemic. And then, of course, there's actually a line to cross in that. There are some Trump supporters out there who believe that Trump is doing the right thing by building that border, having that border wall built at the Mexican border. And then they step over one too far saying, "Where's your papers? You don't belong in my country." This is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Like I said in a previous podcast, not the home of the fearful. Not the land of the fearful. And the home of the sheep. And then, of course, like I said, the Trump supporters out there do cross certain lines. You believe what you want to believe. And I support that. Everybody has their own opinion about everything. About how to build things. And who's supposed to be here and who's not supposed to be here. If somebody's not supposed to be in this country, let the government sort them out. You people want to cross that line and say that you're going to call ICE and have them sent back to their country. But what about the ones who are born in this country? You telling them, oh, you need to go back to whatever country you were sent from. That's a line you should not cross. Talking about somebody's past. Digging up old bones. Just to get somebody's goat. Get somebody's goat. In other words, get on somebody's nerves. Get to them, what makes them tick. That's a line. Everybody crosses that line every once in a while. Me, I choose not to cross that line. Because I know how racism works. You see a black man walking down the damn street and you automatically think that he's going to walk up on you, point a gun at your fucking head, and make you give him all his money. When in reality, the man is just an average, everyday working father. Just trying to make a living for his kids. Oh, he's gonna kill me. He's gonna do stuff to me. He's gonna rape me. When all he's doing is just going to his car to go down to a damn convenience store and get milk for his kids. To get food for his kids. Go to McDonald's or Burger King or wherever we like to go eat. Wherever a struggling father would go to go get food for his kids. See, everything has a line. Then, of course, and I know I've talked about this before, then there's the new racial slur out there called the Karens, or the male equivalent of the Karens, the Chads. Now, I've actually seen videos of women accusing men, or accusing people of doing stuff that they haven't done. That you need to wear your mask inside, or if you don't wear your mask, you don't get service. Now, I've mentioned this in a previous podcast that I don't support the masks. I don't support the decision to wear masks. Never have, never will. But in order to be able to get into your favorite places, you have to wear a mask unless you're sitting down to eat. And that's that. Hell, I've seen people, women and men, destroy restaurants the cash registers, go in the back and try to fight the people who are making their freaking food. And to be honest with you, that's downright stupid. Hell, I've even seen videos, say, of a woman. I've seen a video of a woman yelling at a man for apparently revving up his engine up and down the street, driving his car really fast. He's in a Lamborghini. He can actually slow the car down if he wants to. But he hasn't seen any kids out riding their bikes, out there playing. So the woman comes up to him and says that she knows it was him riding up and down the road, and that she was going to call the cops on him. You know what he did? He did what any other American would do. The woman was being was over-exaggerating the scene. He just put his car in drive and took off. Now, I wouldn't condone that, but if the woman is being unbearable, do what you got to do to get the hell out of there. Now, the Karens, I can't fucking stand. Hell, I've even seen videos of Karens actually getting into a fight. All because of a parking spot over someone taking the last buggy or refusing to wear a mask. Now, you wear a mask, go for it. It's on you. And like I said, but there's the line, that proverbial line that most people fear to cross. The words that you say that would take it too damn far. Using the racial slurs against the Asian Americans, against the LGBTQ plus community. Sorry, I'm not used to actually saying the letters out loud. I know what it means, but. And of course, the African Americans, the Mexicans, Mexican Americans, or as they prefer to be called, which I'm actually going to start calling them, the Latino Americans. If you don't like, I've heard a line that says, if you don't like this country, go back to where you came from. That's a line that you don't fucking cross. And that's a line I don't like to cross. Because to be honest with you, there's being right and then there's being stupid. You're being stupid crossing the line, telling somebody to go back to wherever the hell they came from, knowing damn well that they were born in America, in these United States. Everybody is scared that this COVID-19 is going to kill people. And like I said in one of my previous podcasts, yes, a member of my immediate family, the family I married into, ended up catching COVID, which they're fine now. They've gotten better. But to be honest with you, all it is an upper respiratory flu. Not some fucking disease that'll, as soon as you catch it, it's going to fucking kill you in 2 to 3 days. Usually it takes up to 14 days for this shit to kill you. And here's the thing, they should have already found a fucking cure for this. And since they haven't, they're still searching for a cure. Hell, I would rather move to fucking Canada than live in a country that lives in fear. But I'm not going to leave this country because I actually love my country. I love the United States. I love the state I live in. I love Mississippi. I'm a country boy. But I'm a country boy that doesn't cross any lines because I don't like to step on any backs. I don't like crossing hairs with somebody. Getting in the crosshairs with somebody. I don't like being racist. Never have, and I never will. That's why I try to make friends with everybody. Because like I said in one of my previous episodes, I am seeing the world through the eyes of a child. And when you see the world like a child does, you see that line, you don't want to cross it. But the thing is, when it comes to who's right and who's wrong, there's that line in between. Who gives a damn if you're wrong? Who gives a damn if you're right? The whole world's going to hell. And all you want to do is prove your point. And then cross the line calling somebody the N-word. Calling them an N-lover. Calling them every disgusting name in the book. You want to know where I believe the line should be drawn? The line should be drawn to the point where if you want to say something to somebody, you say it. But don't cross the line where you end up saying the wrong damn thing. And you piss somebody off to the point where they want to beat the ever-living hell out of you. Or even worse, kill you. And there's also that Black Lives Matter. I've covered it before. Be honest with you. People believe that the Black Lives Matter are nothing but a bunch of racists themselves, that they only care about their color. Some say Black Lives Matter, some say All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter for the cops. But what about the cops that killed Breonna Taylor? Breonna Taylor's family believes that the system failed them. And they want to know where that line is drawn. What about only one cop was charged? And it, by the way, it looks like the rest of them are going to be let go. Now, these protesters need to understand that there is a line to cross. And it's not a protest line. And it sure as hell ain't a line full of police officers trying to prevent you from destroying their city, destroying their homes, destroying their stores, their businesses, all because you want justice for somebody that you don't even fucking know. Yes, the justice system has failed Breonna Taylor. The justice system has not failed Little Cannon, who had his head blown out by some sick, drug-addicted monster. Nobody, and people want to know where the line is. You really want to know where the line is? To me, like I just said, there is a line between being right and being wrong. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. If you're going to destroy your own town, that's your own stupidity. And here's the thing. I recently found out that they're actually going to stop that anyone destroying their hometown, that anybody destroying a business and you're caught, you will be charged. They will be charged and arrested for vandalism. All because they want to make a point. They want to show you where the line is. You want to know where the line is? That's your line. The line you cross is the moment you decided, instead of making a peaceful protest, you decide to destroy homegrown businesses, destroy movie theaters, destroy the streets that you grew up in. Breonna Taylor will get her justice. I want to let her family know that the justice system has not failed them yet. The other cops who are involved, they will get theirs. And for the idiots who say that she was an innocent bystander, why don't you tell that to her family? Why don't you say that to her father's face, her mother's face? Because you'll be crossing the line yourself. Between being a peaceful man or a peaceful woman to being a monster and rubbing it in their face. Don't ever rub it in somebody's face if they've lost someone that they truly cared about. Because they will retaliate. Hell, I even saw a fucking video of a woman accusing a little African-American boy grabbing her ass. What the hell? A grown-ass woman is accusing a little boy of touching her in a supermarket. Touching her butt. Now, I've seen what this woman looks like. Yes, she is not a bad-looking woman. But her attitude is what was ugly. Calling the fucking cops on a little kid who may or may not, or let me rephrase that, who may not have touched her. If he did, it was probably an accident. So she wants to make a big, she wants to be a super Karen, cross that line and call the cops on a little kid. And I watched the video, that little kid was crying his eyes out because he didn't want to get arrested. To that woman, I have to say to you, how stupid can you be? Like I said, there's a line of being between being smart, and there's a line between being smart and being downright stupid in your actions. And I hate to say it, lady who called the cops on that kid. Fuck you. That kid did nothing to you and you want to make a big deal out of it. And I, in that video, I actually had wished the mom would have knocked the ever-living hell out of you. Because that's what my mama would have done to someone accusing me of doing something I didn't do. Or something my siblings didn't do. And of course, I know people don't like people talking about TikTok, but I'm actually going to talk about TikTok. And there's this guy on there who posts videos who's a part of this thing called the Wolf Pack. Someone who doesn't like bullying or insult somebody for their sexual orientation or telling somebody to blow their heads off. That's something else that's a line, that has a line. There's innocent goofing around. But when you cross that line into straight up bullying somebody to the point where they want to fucking kill themselves, that's where you draw the line between being a bully to being a fucking monster. Now, when I was a kid, I was bullied because people didn't think I was smart because I had to repeat the fifth grade. And believe me, I know what it's like being bullied. It's not fun. When people cross that fucking line between being an innocent goofball to telling someone you're going to whoop their ass because they looked at you the wrong way? Well, let me just tell you this. I'll tell you, I'm going to say the first few words that that guy said. To all the bullies in the world, you've got my attention. I can't stand a bully. I can't stand somebody getting picked on. So if you want to make fun of somebody, make fun of yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Because you're crossing a line that you don't want to cross. You want to bully somebody into doing whatever the hell you want them to do, or else you're going to do something to them. You're in the wrong, not them. And if these bullied, yes, I call them the bullied, ever get the courage to stand up to you and whoop your ass, it's on you. You caused them to do this. You want to bully somebody? Why don't you bully me? Because I would beat the ever-living hell out of you if you ever try to bully me. Now, I'm not a fighter, but if I have to defend myself, I will. I can't stand a bully. I never have and I never will. I even seen this video of this guy who was a part of that Wolfpack video guy, from the Wolfpack video guy. This guy was literally crying about this guy named Josh or whatever the heck his name was, telling him to stop. Or how about the video of this girl who posted a comment from one of her videos telling her pretty much to just go buy a gun and finish herself off. Now, I've seen shit like that. That is cyberbullying. And you will not believe how many people have actually gone through with that. That's a line. So where's the line drawn there? To be honest with you, I don't know. Some people just have that cruel of an upbringing, and they just want to make other people's lives more and more miserable than theirs. If your home life is that bad, then what is the point of actually going out, making friends? Why don't you make friends with the ones you bully before you even think about doing it? Don't judge somebody because somebody else says that they're different. I was bullied for being different, and look at me now. 30 years old, about to be 31, married to a beautiful girl with 2 children. I rose above being bullied. And I hope I can get through to somebody by saying this. Don't let them bully you for being who you are. Don't let them cross that line. Because once they cross that line and get under your skin, they're going to know it bothers you, and they're just going to keep doing it. I've been told I can't sing. I've been told I can't dance, which I've actually proven that I can't. I can't dance, but I can sing. And I can fight. I've actually learned how to turn my body into a weapon and whoop somebody's ass if need be. But what I'm getting at is, to anybody who wants to cross that line, don't. It's not worth it. Whether you want to call somebody a derogatory name because they insulted you, or they're not doing what you want them to do, or voting who you want them to vote for? I mean, by God. You are that much of a fucking monster to let it bother you that much that somebody's living their life. That somebody's getting the better girl than you. Of course, nobody really cares. They just bully just to bully. They want to bully because they believe that it makes them big. Makes them that big of a man. When in reality, it doesn't make them anything more like the losers that they claim to be bullying. You want to be a big dick to somebody? By all means, be a big dick. But know this. One day it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. Because you stepped over that line. Between being a bully and a monster. Between being right and wrong. Calling somebody, crossing the line and calling somebody the N-word. Or calling somebody, or calling a woman who loves women a lesbo. A dyke. See, I don't even like saying that word myself. Or calling a proud gay man a queer or a faggot because he prefers the love of another man. Who are you to judge? Who are you to judge somebody for what they love? Calling someone the N-word, call him an N-word. Lover. I don't like saying that word. Calling them the N-word lover. Because a black man wants to be with a white woman, or a white man wants to be with a black woman. Or be with another woman of another color. Asian or Mexican or Indian. Like Indian from another country, or Indians as in Native Americans. That's your choice. Let them love who they want to love. You don't get to judge. The only one who gets to judge is God. And God, if God ever sees you cross that line, he'll know what you did. You want to call a half black child a derogatory name because he's got a black mom and a white dad. Now, I got three half black cousins. Half black, half white. Mixed, as I like to call them. Mixed. I don't give a damn what the color of their skin is. They're my family. You badmouth my family. Badmouth my little cousins. See what happens. Because I know their daddy. And their daddy would beat the ever-living hell out of you if you ever even think about putting your hands on them. Hell, my little cousin Mel actually survived getting shot in the chest with a pellet gun up close. He was legally dead, but the doctors brought him back to life. My little cousin got a second chance. And I pray to God he takes that second chance and runs with it. Like I hope anybody would have a second chance at trying to make things right. Because like I said, once you cross that line, there's no going back. You call somebody a name, they're going to remember you for that. You judge somebody by the color of their skin, they're going to remember that when you cross that line. You judge a man for wanting to be with another man, cross that line, they're going to remember that. Judge a woman for being with another woman, cross that line, they're going to remember that. Or if a woman is bisexual and she takes on multiple lovers, you judge her for that, call her a whore, when in reality she's bisexual, Because one minute she wants to date a man, and if she breaks up with a man, she wants to be with a woman next? They're going to remember you for that. People are going to remember you for being that judgmental, for crossing that line, that judgmental line, that racial line. And they're going to make you pay for it. You want to make this about race? Cross that line and see what happens. You want to make it about homosexuality? Cross that line, see what happens. You want to cross the line for police brutality? Between police brutality, calling cops cop killers? Cross that line, see what happens. Yes, I believe Black Lives Matter. I believe White Lives Matter. I believe all lives matter. Yeah, because I believe Black Lives Matter because Black lives do matter. Just like everyone else's. But I'm not going to be one of those assholes who crosses a line and destroys their town for something that didn't even happen to them. Oh, and speaking of the election, before I get off here, vote for who you want to vote for. Just don't make this. Don't just turn this into another war. Support Trump, support Trump. Don't go waving a banner around saying Trump 2020, make America great again. Or keep America great. Oh, and to Colby Covington, UFC fighter. You big fucking sellout. I hope Tyrone Woodley whoops your ass. And then you can go running back to Trump without your UFC title. As you can obviously tell, that burns me inside. Calling somebody a Marxist. Oh, and before I go, you don't want to watch your favorite sport because a member of your favorite team decides to take a knee because they don't believe in it. Let them. You don't want to follow your favorite teams anymore? Don't. It's their choice. If they want to disrespect the national anthem because they don't believe it's right, let them. If you see your favorite teams just standing up and putting their hands on their hearts and listening to the national anthem, then you do that. Sure, it's disrespectful, but that's their choice. Don't judge them. Because you wouldn't want people judging you. And now my final thought for this episode, which I actually got to do in the last episode. What is the line? Take it up with any interpretation you want. But know this. Tread over that line at your own risk. Because you never know what's going to happen. Well, with that being said, I'd like to thank all my listeners for listening to tonight's episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I would like to once again thank my supporter, Anchor, for, like I said at the beginning and in almost every episode, for sponsoring this show. And I am grateful to have actually released 10 episodes, even though some took longer than than expected. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to the Anything Goes podcast. I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. And I'll see you in the next episode. Good night. Good luck. Stay the hell out of trouble. And like James A. Janisse says in his Dead Meat show, be good people. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.